You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. It's time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
Efsa Kajifi is one of this country's more forward-thinking producers. By his own accord, he's interested in innovative sounds that challenge the ideals in modern music. He's just released his latest work, Why Do All Garden Sheds Smell the Same? The answer is blood and bone. And he joins us in studio now to perform live and challenge some of our perceptions. Efsa Eli, good evening.
Hello. Hey, Zach, how are you?
I'm really well. And it's great to have you in studio.
It's good to be here.
Why don't we start with a tune?
Yeah, for sure.
Guess it made it easier for me to succeed. Silly sis, white nails all rough for the feet. Ain't nobody giving short, but we all got what they need. Cause we all got what they need, nobody's looking for me. I'm just looking for peace while all my people save me. Look around for broken things, a man they ain't hard to see. Took a pound for talking things and took an arrow to the knee. Rooks and pounded out, but I still go. Diagonally, I feel I'm free to do whatever cause I'm white and I'm clean. All these people all around me, man, they know what I mean. It's so sad to say that maybe I was born into ease, but can you please get off your high horse and just fall to your knees? See, I see you over there crying wolf at the moon, and I feel I really know you cause I do that too. We can work together, we got nothing to lose, except maybe our differences, and that is what is cool.
You should treat people how you want to be treated, and that way I think we could accomplish a lot in our lives, and just accept people for who they are, and you'll be right, mate. That's the one.
Efsa Kajifi. What was the name of that track?
Sis. C-Y-S. Yeah.
And I'm obviously to do with privilege.
Yeah. Just being a white male, but just being a human, you know?
Could you unpack that a bit for me?
Well, you know, I'm a white male, but I'm a human, you know? It's kind of simple, really. Like, we're all just humans, you know? I acknowledge that some white males are really annoying, you know? And as a white male, that's really annoying for me. But, you know, we can't fight discrimination by discriminating, you know? Like, last time I checked, like, generalizing negatively about a group of people based on their skin color was racism. So, yeah, like, you know, it's just we need to move forward together and work together, you know, not to divide ourselves even more, you know. It's not a good thing, you know.
And how does that track work within your new record?
Well, the new record, it's records are funny things for me because I just sort of come up with the title and then whatever songs I've made in that period that I want to put out, I just chuck them all together and just put them out. Like, there's no kind of premeditation with me. It's all just like I make music pretty much every day and, you know, I'm going to make some stuff that I want to put out. In doing that, you know, I certainly don't put out everything I make, you know,
like, of course.
But it's just a cobbled together bunch of songs made last year, you know. Yeah.
How many asterisks does Sis have after Sis the have? Word?
I can actually. I think you caught me there, man.
I can tell you it has three.
It has three. Yeah.
Can you tell us what the asterisks mean? Okay, and, so and how you came up with that concept?
Right. Well, the asterisks is I'm a DJ, so I DJ every now and then. So when I have a track which I'm like, yo, that's fire, I put loads of asterisks on it so I can see it better. And with the album, I put the asterisks in to kind of relate the tracks together depending on what kind of emotional plane they sit on for me, you know? So like Sis is kind of, it's in that three plane, which is like, I don't know, just things. Yeah, like it's just significance for me, you know? Like I think there's only one song which has five asterisks, and that's Be Still, because that was kind of the most, impactful track that I made, you know, throughout that whole period. And then the next one's War Is Ugly, which is just the horrible noise music song I chucked in there.
In the written accompaniment for the record, you mentioned that this album is about making changes, drastic ones at times, that take you out of your comfort zone and show you what real life is.
Mm.
So how did you change last year?
Well, last year it was a terrible year, a good year, and the best year for me. The first 6 months of the year, I was smoking too much pot. I've been struggling on and off with depression and anxiety since I was 12, and just sort of this period of 9 years in and out of depression, and it kind of reached a cumulative point the beginning of last year. For the first 6 months, I had no social skills. I was kind of going through drug-induced psychosis, was very disconnected from reality, sad all the time, didn't want to live and be healthy. And over the year, I just kind of realized, I found out a lot of things which made my worldview make a lot more sense, which was really good. And also I found out a lot of things to do with health. And the one thing which I found out which challenged me completely was that 85% of our serotonin production happens in the gut, and serotonin is a happy chemical of ours. And I was not paying attention to what I was putting in my gut, because I hated food for a long time. And then when I found out that, I was like, shit, only 15% of happy chemical production happens in the brain. And that's what antidepressants target. So, you know, the real antidepressants is good, nutritious food, you know? And I found that out. I changed my diet, and that was a really hard thing. But it kind of made sense, and it's not a hard thing anymore. I love it. My body craves healthy things. I like to eat healthy things now. I love broccoli.
Ooh.
It's like the best thing. it's so good. It can prevent a myriad of diseases. You know, the key is keeping an alkaline body, a body that's on the alkaline side of the pH scale. But yeah, so I just found out lots of great things which made my life a lot better. And, you know, I got my social skills back. I can talk now, and I can make music again, because the first 6 months of this year, I was not making music. I hated music, and I didn't want to ever do it again. So going from that to what I am now, which is the best I've ever been, is, you know, so many changes, you know.
Mm.
It was great.
Hey, thanks for joining us, and thank you for being so open as well.
Oh, you got to be honest, you know.
I must say, what you're doing is pretty challenging, some of the music aspects that you put out. How did you get to this point?
Well, for a long time, I really, really disliked popular music and just music which sells, and marketable music and music written by committees. I had a very vehement vendetta against that, and it really affected me a lot. And, you know, I couldn't listen to Rihanna or, you know, whatever, without going red in the face and wanting to punch a hole in the wall. But I'm past that now, and my music is just, it's I want to teach myself how to be myself, and in doing that, I want to teach others how to be themselves too. That's basically the core of it, you know. And we have to challenge the ideals, and we have to innovate. If you're making music and you're not trying to innovate, what the fuck are you doing then? You know, like.
playing in a covers band.
Yeah, 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 making money, you know, and like that's all good. Some people gotta hustle, you know, but for me, this isn't a hustle. Like, I live this, you know, so yeah.
This might be a good time to hear another one.
Yeah.
What's the next track we're about to hear?
This track's called Lala. It's about losing your mind from looking up too many conspiracy theories and smoking too much weed.
Here we go. Gajiffy live in the BFM Studio 4, live and direct, brought to you with the help from NZ On Air Music. That track,
La La.
La La. Let's check how many asterisks it has. Yeah. Two.
Two, yeah.
Two,
yeah.
Two. Acid, you're a part of the Grow Room.
Mm.
One of the most exciting things to be happening in Auckland at the moment. How did you find yourself there?
Man, I just rocked up there one day in about like March last year, or yeah, I don't even know how long we've existed. I just rocked up there, and there was a period in the beginning of the Grow where everyone had those Native Instruments machines, so there was like four of them just scattered around, and I rocked up, and like I'm a drummer and I like samplers and drum machines, so like they were all jamming. And I hopped on a machine, started jamming. And then, you know, we had like a 2-hour jam. Really experimental, really, you know, just interesting, fun jam. And I hadn't, you know, had a lot of those jams. Now I've had millions of them. Like, yeah. You know, I hadn't had a lot of them. And, you know, it was a really good experience. The people were really lovely. And they were like, hey, man, like, come back, like, anytime you like. And I was like, sweet. And I didn't know anyone there apart from like Akim, Lapis, and you know.
So you did know a few people. You didn't just like...
Yeah, I didn't just appear in there randomly. I was homies with Addison from Cosmic Compositions, and we rocked through there a few times and hung out. And yeah, and slowly, yeah, I just started to jam there heaps. And it's just all about jamming and, you know, we... Yeah.
I think it goes back to that point you made earlier about if you're not innovating, like, what are you doing? Yeah. And it really seems like everyone at the Grow Room's trying to innovate.
Exactly. You know, we're just trying to do good, positive things for the community and, you know, make it so that people who don't get heard a lot get heard. And that's... Yeah,
you're doing a good job. Those exhibition shows are nuts.
Yeah,
they're so full. Who in Auckland, and maybe wider New Zealand, do you look up to in regards to making music?
Hands down, my favorite producer right now is Wi-Fi. Hands down, I love that guy. His production's amazing. He's got the most incredible engineer's ears. All his music is just ridiculous. And I put Christoph El Truento or Foraging in there too. He's amazing. Those are Lapis, Bad Crop are amazing. All Good.
Yeah.
A homie All Good. Like, that dude taught me like about the value of humor and like the satire is like a great way to connect to people, you know? And like, yeah, we've got our project and it's just so fun. And
Is this
Afsid X Jeff Preem. We're having fun with that. That's really, yeah.
I missed, so the Grow Room had a show at the Wine Cellar to fundraise to pay rent for the physical space that you guys all inhabit.
Yeah.
And the next day, it happened a couple of months ago, and the next day everyone was just buzzing about a particular point in your set. Would you be able to tell us about it?
Well, we have this song called Sitting Down, and the lyrics just sitting down, you know, and it's like this kind of house joint, and we just did not expect people to engage with our music as well as they did, and as you know, it was awesome. Like we felt like we were doing a pop set, and so we play this sitting down track, and the first time we say sitting down, everyone in the venue sits down, and we're just like, we didn't plan that, we didn't expect that, and it happened. And then they're sitting down and they're like moving a lot and like just like really getting it was so cool to see. And then Rory was just like, stand up for your rights, and they stood up, and like, yeah, it was great. It was so fun.
how do experiences like that affect you and affect the music that you make?
Those moments are life-affirming moments where you realize that, you know, in having fun and in being yourself, it can help people to be themselves. And that's the most life-affirming. That's you know, that's it for me. Like, that's all I want to do, you know. So all those experiences when people connect, when we're just being ourselves, that's always good. I always love that.
Awesome. Afsid, thank you so much for coming in.
No worries.
We're going to hear one more from you.
Yeah.
What's it called and what's it about?
This is What Do You Want to Do About It? And it's just me saying some stuff on a hard beat.
Oh, let's hear it.
Made it last night.
Of course, a new one. Yeah, that's right.
This is the new one.
Exclusive.
Jackie, you could turn it up.
Pretty loud. Yeah.
Pretty loud.
All right, here we go.
That'd be awesome, bro. Oh, sorry there. Okay.
Town, I get accused of supremacy. Nobody's around when I'm using my surrender. See, I'll be looking past it. Shit, the wrath is what I pass and split. Ain't nobody laugh at this. The past is what we grasp and kiss. Half the art is bliss, but what's the hardest gift? Make us need a lift to get a laugh and live our life to hold the cask and spit. Maybe gone akin and move to larger things. Work together, make a card and take it past the sin. Hold me to your heart, cause I am the off. The art of lost is win. Nay, winning one in my living trump. I'll be in a slump, all the giving come and forgiving stunts. That's the winning one. No more grieving, son. In the evening, son. Till I'm leaving, son. Till my kingdom come, I'll be keeping some. Through my kneeling one, in my keepers, some. Gives me cheapest some. I need the bleepers, mom. All I need is none. Make believe is easy, mom. That's why I believe I need no measly some. I need the really one. That's me, the sealy one. I'll be pro BBB1. Just don't ask me to delete the things that have me nearly, son. That's the illest one. Just the realest come. Cause my feelings yuck, so I'm seething up. Call the speaking bluff, that's the peaking duck in my leading luck. Stop proceeding, government's the leading fuck. That's the shit in my mind. That's the shit in my mind. What do you wanna do about it? What do you wanna do about it? What do you wanna do about it? I wanna know, I wanna know. Shit.
95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.